Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Hey, good evening.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, we got you now. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing outstanding, man. It's a football Friday and the Cowboys are winning. I don't think it gets much better than this. How about you?
I don't disagree. I think it's, our team's really setting up nice here. We had the bye week. We got, really got some people healthy and making progress. And so anyway, we're, I think, in, as good a place as we could hope to be at this time, especially after that first game. And, as we look forward to Green Bay, we probably got a bear in a corner ready to come out of there with Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, but it'll be a, it's a great place to play football at Lambeau. What a great history with the game of football. It'll be great going up there. Obviously, Mike's homecoming on his birthday week, so a lot of good things going on.
Steven, is there a player, like, other than Aaron Rodgers, that's caused your family more heartache?
No, I think he'd be right there at the top. I guess maybe Tom Brady.
Okay.
But the Rodgers games were obviously probably, I don't think we've beaten Brady yet, but the Rodgers games were obviously tough ones because it eliminated us, a couple of them in the playoffs. So, he's just, one of the best to ever play the game and, just a great football player. And certainly, at some point here, they're going to make their run. And, we just got to get in there and, take advantage of having an extra week to get people healthy, and we got to play our best football if we're going to go up to Lambeau and get a win.
Steven, Jerry and the rest of your players have not been shy in terms of recruiting Odell Beckham Jr. Are you in line with them? What do you think about adding OBJ to your roster?
Well, as I've always said, player acquisitions, 365 days a year. I think it's rare that you see a talent like OBJ out here this time of year as a free agent. The reason you can't talk openly most of the time is it usually has to do with the trade, and of course that's tampering, so you can't openly talk about players, but certainly OBJ is free to do and go where he wants to go. And we like our football team. We think hard not to imagine a healthy OBJ couldn't really help us out. And he did that for the Rams last year. Obviously, if you watch the first quarter and a half of that Super Bowl, OBJ may have been on his way to being the MVP. So, he's certainly a top-end football player. Obviously, he's coming off an injury, so that'll be, part of the process. But, we, as everybody said, from Jerry on down, there's certainly interest in that.
When's the next a part of the process start? Do you think he's ready to come in and take a physical anytime soon?
I think he's working to get there. I don't know that he's, it's right now, but I think in the next couple of weeks, certainly he may be ready to take a look at it.
So with a guy coming off an ACL at 30, he already had an ACL before early in his career, would this be a prove-it, rent-a-player type of situation, or do you think he's in line for a multi-year deal because of his resume?
Yeah, that'd be unfair to get into his business and how that's going to work out. So we'll just have to work through that. I don't think it's proceeded with any team in terms of what the business may look like. But certainly we'll roll up our sleeves and get in there and see, what that's going to be like.
Are you and Jerry at each other like it's been told the Deion decision brought you guys nose to nose back in the day?
I think there's only been one of those, and that may have been a little miscommunication. So
okay.
We communicate really well these days, and I think everybody will be on the same page.
Do you kind of pinch yourself a little bit, Steven, saying, wow, we're in November, we got a hell of a shot to do something special this year, and there's a talent like that out there and available?
Well, I mean, like I said, it's rare that you have a total free agent out there this time of year. I mean, usually these, guy with a resume, as you said, like OBJ, it's rare that you see a player like that out there. Now, it's for obvious reasons, which are real, which he's coming off a significant ACL injury. So, you know, those will all be, measured as we move forward and see how this might work.
Does this feel similar to the Deion move in the 90s that was able to put you back in the Super Bowl and get that third out of 4 years where the NFC is so wide open that this is a move that could maybe put you over the top in the NFC?
You know, they're different in the fact that Deion was in the offseason. I mean, we were, negotiating a deal with him that was, it was going to be a long-term deal. He was a player, that was in his prime in terms of his age and that type of thing, and he was healthy. So, that was something that was different than this situation where you got OBJ, who's obviously an amazing talent with an amazing resume, but certainly coming off an injury and, not quite ready to go yet. And so they're different, but I can see where, anytime you get to add a player with a resume like these type of players, then it's certainly something you got to take a long, hard look at.
Steven, we're seeing, reports and pictures of Tyron Smith starting to work his way back and probably a couple of weeks away. Have there been some discussions about when he becomes available, how you might proceed, or is it one of those things that's like you said, we're just going to wait and give it a couple of weeks and then we'll make that decision when we get there?
That's it. I mean, I'm sure, don't get me wrong, I'm sure Mike and my offensive staff, have gone through that and, are talking about it. But at the same time, our focus right now, a bigger focus, is to beat the Packers. Mm. That's one of the exciting things about this football team is we do have players who are on, injured reserve that can return, like a Tyron Smith, that excites you about your depth and excites you about what a player like a Tyron Smith could bring to the equation. I mean, he's obviously, when he's healthy, one of the best, if not the best, left tackle in the league. So, it does excite you about the future of this football team.
Steven Jones here with you on 105.3 The Fan. Okay, different topic. How do you approach this trend here? Teams are running more than they have in 35 years, and they're having more success than in almost any season ever when it comes to yards per attempt, Steven. How much is offensive football changing here, and when did this start?
Well, I think it's a complementary football. As Mike uses the term all the time, and you look at some of these teams, and they do have the better running teams have really strong defenses and are committed to the run, and the offense and defense complement one another, which is positive. But the other thing I would say, I think has, if you look at some of the teams that really do it well, they have very athletic quarterbacks. And, when you have to count for all 11 on the field, it makes it a lot more difficult than defense used to be when, pretty much all the quarterbacks in the league were more, pocket passer types, and you didn't have to account for them as a runner. Now with, the game evolving, you're seeing these great athletes that can, run the ball, run it well, and do it consistently. Certainly we played against one of those guys, who gave us fits the other day with the Bears in Fields. And, they're one of the top running teams in the league. And, the reason I think the yards per attempt are up is because you do got to count for, the quarterback as a runner, and that's a challenge.
Certainly have another challenge this Sunday with a good running team in Green Bay. It was good to see big Jonathan Hankins against the Bears. The trade that you made there should see Damone Clark, the rookie. How confident are you that this run defense will get better the second half of the season?
I'm confident. I think we got one of the best in the business in Dan Quinn as our coordinator. He certainly understands, with the pass rush that we have, I think we're number one in sacks right now. that we're going to, you know, to negate that rush, people are going to want to run the football. And we've got to continue to, you know, have our gap integrity, to, you know, be disciplined on the defensive side of the ball and not just be thinking about the, getting the pressure and getting the sack. As a lot of our guys, as you see, you know, when the lights come on, these guys are coming. And so some of that will, you know, just be being more disciplined. But I do think Dan will get this done and get it ingrained in him, and I think we'll continue to improve.
How confident are you that Zeke should play?
You know, I think that's a to be determined. Certainly we're working with him this week. He's been out at practice. You know, at the same time, we've got to, you know, we've got to protect Zeke from Zeke. I mean, he's a fierce competitor. He wants to be out there for his team. But we also, you know, want to do what's in his best interest in terms of, you know, him being able to play, you know, for the full season here and not have a setback. So we'll just measure that. We'll see how he more than likely be a game time type decision. And we'll see where we go.
What do you hear from the league about Micah Parsons being held all the time?
I think a lot of it, there's so much attention on Micah, not only the opposing team's offense, but our fans. I mean, I catch myself just wanting to watch Micah on every play. And certainly he's one of those players that causes that kind of attention. And when you focus on one guy, you see you know, all the ways they're trying to protect their quarterback and, you know, do things to negate his productivity. So, but, you know, in general, you know, I think our officials do a great job. It's a very difficult job in terms of what they're asked to do. But I think in general, they do it well. And certainly they try to be consistent. So, you know, that is what it is in terms of, you know, when you got a great player like a Parsons, people are going to focus on it. And, you know, they're going to see every little detail of what's going on out there.
So that dynamic wasn't the inspiration for Jerry's Halloween costume?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. All right.
I know Jerry was on that competition committee. And, well, I tell you what, when you serve on a committee like that, you understand and you have even more respect for our officials and, you know, what their job is and how difficult it is. And my hat's off to them. I mean, in general, they do a great job.
Well, Stephen, like you and other Cowboy fans, I wake up in a night sweat as well anytime we got to play Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. But this rivalry is so nostalgic. How unique is it anytime you get to go up to Lambeau and renew this rivalry between the Cowboys and Packers?
Well, I mean, it's just amazing to go up there. I mean, you know, it just exudes what our game's all about. I mean, you go back to the Lombardi days and all the Hall of Fame great players, you know, that played in that era. And then, of course, you know, they've continued, you know, to put out Hall of Fame type players with Favre and Rodgers, Reggie White, all the, you know, all the great players, all the great coaches. And then, you know, to go to Lambeau Field. You know, it doesn't get any better than that. I'm so looking forward to it, you know, in terms of, you know, just feeling what football is all about. But at the same time, as you said, waking up in some night sweats, worrying about what kind of game Aaron Rodgers is going to have.
Now, Jerry's talked quite a bit this week about watching a lot of football over the bye week. And I'm curious, how do the Joneses take in a football Sunday without the Cowboys? Are you guys, is there a bunch of screens going down? Are you old school like Broadus where you can't watch the red zone? Because I'm hopeful that the Joneses are sitting there with Scott Hansen and soaking in all the red zone action.
Well, I find myself usually picking a game, one that's, you know, either going to be a team that we're going to be playing or that certainly affects, you know, our season. But I really enjoy watching games on Sunday. Certainly we play in one time frame and we're always finding ourselves watching, you know, whatever game, you know, if it's an early game, trying to catch those, you know, if you're at 3 or and then catch the night game as well. But it's always interesting to watch those games, but usually not a multiple screen guy either. I may turn the channel back and forth on two games, but don't necessarily go for the multi-screen game.
Final question, just out of curiosity, is Odell the only free agent veteran out there that you guys are looking at?
You know, we're always, you know, we're filling practice squad spots, you know, looking for opportunities there, maybe to get some looks at some players. But, you know, in terms of that caliber of a player being available, he'd be the only one.
Got it. Thank you so much. Give him hell up there. We'll be pulling for you.
Thanks, guys. Always great to be on with you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.